IPSC therapies make history. Japan authorizes world's first two IPSC-based cell therapies. Recently, the world witnessed the approval of the world's first two IPSC-derived medicines. As Japan's Health Ministry panel authorized their commercialization on February 19, 2026. The approved therapies are ReHeart, developed by Kurps Incorporated, a regenerative medicine company spun out of research at Osaka University, and ImChpri, developed by Sumitomo Pharma Company, limited in collaboration with Rathera Incorporated. ReHeart is for the treatment of severe heart failure and ImChpri is for the treatment of patients with Parkinson's disease. Nearly two decades after the discovery of induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, regenerative medicine has reached a milestone long anticipated by scientists, clinicians, and patients alike, the approval of pluripotent stem cell-derived therapies for clinical use. With this historic regulatory decision, health authorities in Japan have authorized commercialization of the world's first IPSC-based regenerative medicines, signaling the transition of iPSCs from experimental platforms into approved therapeutic products. From discovery to therapeutic translation. Induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, were first generated in 2006 by researchers Shinya Yamanaka and Katsutoshi Takahashi, who demonstrated that mature adult cells could be reprogrammed into a pluripotent state capable of forming nearly any tissue in the human body. The discovery introduced the possibility of regenerative therapies capable of replacing damaged or degenerating cells rather than merely managing disease symptoms. However, translating pluripotency into safe and scalable therapeutics has required years of advances in differentiation control, manufacturing consistency, delivery techniques, and regulatory oversight. The newly approved therapies represent the first successful clinical realization of that vision. First two globally approved IPSC-derived therapeutics. The therapies were developed by Kurps Incorporated and Sumitomo Pharma Company, Limited, alongside regenerative medicine collaborators including Rathera Incorporated. The heart failure therapy, ReHeart, consists of sheets of cardiomyocytes derived from human IPSC cells that are surgically applied to the surface of the heart. These implanted cells promote vascularization and improve blood supply to weakened cardiac tissue, supporting functional recovery rather than organ replacement. Clinical studies reported improvements in patient fatigue, exercise tolerance, and overall heart performance, critical findings for patients otherwise facing progressive decline or a heart transplant, if they are lucky enough to qualify as a candidate. The Parkinson's therapy, ImChpri, differentiates iPSCs into dopaminergic neural progenitor cells. Those cells are then injected into the patient's brain. Obviously, this is a substantial treatment for a patient to undergo. But for someone facing the fatal decline associated with Parkinson's disease, PD, this option is life-altering. Parkinson's disease results from degeneration of dopamine-producing neurons, leading to progressive motor impairment. Unlike today's drug treatments that temporarily replace dopamine, ImChpri aims to restore the body's ability to generate dopamine itself. The approval of ImChpri was based on clinical studies submitted by Kyoto University, a global leader in IPSC technologies and therapies, which documented that they had stimulated the release of dopamine and achieved improvements in motor function in patients with PD. This clinical work was conducted through investigators affiliated with the Kyoto University Center for IPSC Cell Research and Application. Japan's historic approval of ReHeart and ImChpri. Both therapies received conditional approval under Japan's regenerative medicine framework, allowing controlled clinical deployment while long-term safety and efficacy data continue to be collected. This adaptive regulatory pathway reflects the unique challenges of evaluating living cell therapies using traditional pharmaceutical models. More broadly, these approvals represent an inflection point for the stem cell industry. For decades, regenerative medicine has been defined by promise, the potential to repair organs, restore neurological function, and reverse degenerative disease. The approval of IPSC-derived medicines demonstrates that this transition from concept to clinical reality is now underway. The nearly 20-year journey from discovery, 2006, to approval, 2026, also highlights a defining truth. That is, transformative therapies emerge through sustained scientific work, manufacturing maturity, and regulatory evolution rather than rapid technological cycles. It was a long, a decades-long, process from 2006 to today. for all of the scientists and clinicians who contributed to this landmark achievement. I believe they would agree that it was grueling work, but it was good work, it was life-changing work. Most importantly, it is work that has forever changed the course of human history. Of course, important questions still remain, such as how long these therapies will be effective after treatment, i.e., durability of response, immune compatibility, scalability, availability, how many physicians need to be trained, and cost. Nonetheless, these first two approvals establish proof that IPSC therapies are viable and they can achieve regulatory approvals in major global markets. Now, a key question is, will these therapies, or other IPSC therapies, make it to market soon in other key markets, such as the US, Australia, Canada, India, or the EU, for example? With these two landmark IPSC approvals, it is safe to say that IPSC therapies has surpassed a critical hurdle, because they can now be legally used and administered to human patients within Japan. Said another way, the clinical era of IPSC-based therapeutics has begun. To learn more about this rapidly evolving market, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell IPSC Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts. IPSC Market Report.